Hi, this is Damon Pastolka, host of The Faces of Business, where I talk with interesting people sharing life and business experiences to entertain, engage, build community, and provide information to help others succeed. If you're interested in learning more about one of our guests or how we are helping business owners generate wealth and build businesses they can sell or succeed at Exit Your Way, you can find more information on our website, exityourway.com. Or by contacting me directly, Damon@exityourway.com. I hope you enjoy the show. All right, everyone, welcome once again to the Faces of Business. And I have to tell you that this may be the special episode that the most special episode I've ever had, because today we're going to be talking about using your business to spread happiness. And I have none other than John and Mark Cronin from John's Crazy Socks. Welcome, gentlemen.
Wow. Damn it. Thank you so much for having us on your podcast. Thank you very much. We are very appreciated.
We are glad to be here.
Thank you. Dad.
This is awesome, man, because I tell you what, I am just incredibly excited to talk to you guys today about how you got into business, what you're having fun doing, and just some of the things that you guys at John's Crazy Socks are doing there. So let's get started.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So for the people out there that don't know you guys, tell us about, you know, where are you from and how you got into Crazy Socks?
Well, you want to introduce us, Ben?
Yeah, I'm going to introduce. My name is John. This is my dad, my father, Mark. We are John Crazy Socks, and we have a mission called spreading happiness.
So we have a slightly different type of business model. We're a social enterprise. So we have both a social and a business mission. And they feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. But do you want to share how we got started?
Yeah, I'm going to share it.
Our origin stories matter, right? They give us our DNA.
Yeah.
So our story, got to go back to the fall of 2016 to a small log cabin in the woods.
No.
you come to suburban Long Island outside New York City, in a town called Huntington. And where were you?
I was at Huntington High School. I'm going to be my last year of school.
Now, something we should make sure people know.
Yes.
Among many things, John, you also happen to have Down syndrome.
You do. I have Down syndrome. Down syndrome and never holds me back.
It was not. So, but here's something, Damon, to know. If you have a disability, you can stay in the public school system until you either graduate or turn 21. And that's anywhere in the U.S. So John was going to, it was 20 at the time, was going to be turning 21. It was going to be the last year of school.
Right.
And they were going to say, we've had enough.
I get out.
Get out. and actually, this is a big moment. Because when you're in school, everything is right there in front of you.
Yeah.
All your therapies, supports. And for many people, they get their meals in school. It's daycare. It's frequently known as the 21-year-old cliff. Because once you go over that cliff, you're on your own. In some states, Washington is one of them, New York, there are lots of services. But in other states, Florida, Texas, Mississippi, there's nothing. And even where there are services, you got to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
So, John, you're in your last year of school.
You did.
Trying to figure out.
Yeah, I figured.
What am I going to do next? And what were you looking at?
I look at a job program and school. I can't find career options I don't like.
Didn't say anything you liked. No, John had worked with me before.
Yes, he did.
And this is an unfortunate reality. There just aren't enough good options for people with different abilities. The unemployment rate is double the national average, but that doesn't tell the real story.
Yep.
One in five people with a disability is employed.
Yep.
And many of those programs, while well-meaning, they offer, in essence, daycare. We'll keep you busy. But John here, John is a natural entrepreneur.
Yes, I am.
You. He sees a problem and turns that into an opportunity. So you didn't see your job you wanted. What'd you say?
I said, I want to create one. I want to make one. I told my dad, I want to go into business with him. A nice father and son business together.
Yeah. So cool.
Yes, you are.
I've got three sons, and this is one I can work with.
Yes, I am.
So, okay. We're agreed. We're going to go into business together. Now we have to come up with a business.
Mm-hmm.
You work, you know, your audience out there, and entrepreneurs always have ideas. They're not always good ideas, but they have a lot of ideas. And yeah. That's true with John.
Yeah, I forgot.
Smoke coming out of your ears. What was one of your ideas for?
One of them is a food truck. A couple ideas from the movie called Chef. One of the actor and John Farrow. It's a neat movie about a father and son budding a food truck.
Mm-hmm.
So a food truck seemed like a fun idea. I mean, people, you've all eaten that food truck. And we're thinking, what could we make? Where would we put it?
I love hot dogs.
Yes, you do. But we ran into a problem.
A wicked cook.
Yeah. It wasn't going to be a food truck. But then, just before the U.S. Thanksgiving, John had his eureka moment.
Yes, it did. I want to sell crazy socks. Why socks? It's fun. It's colorful. It's creative. I always let me be me. I want crazy socks my whole life. I reach around look for those socks.
We used to drive around looking for them.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
This is what we figured. If John liked them that much, surely other people would.
Of course.
And we could find our tribe. So at this point, the typical thing to do is stop everything and prepare a business plan. I've done a lot of those and I've evaluated them. You know, you do your market research, competitive analysis, your operational plan, your financial forecast. That's not what we did.
Yep.
We went the lean startup route. We said, we'll get something up and running. Just get it up.
Right.
And customers will let us know. So you already had the name.
I got a name, a 12 website, a couple of ideas.
Right. The name, you'll notice everything is named John.
Yeah, that's
anywhere.
Just me.
So we built a simple website. We built it on the Shopify platform. Got a little bit of inventory. We were bootstrapping, right? So you got to make what you have. We once got asked by a student, what exactly does bootstrapping mean? Well, it means you have no money.
Yep.
You got to make do with what you have. So the only marketing we did, we set up a Facebook page, and I would take out my cell phone, and we made videos. And who do you think was in those videos?
I am Dad. And Dad, my catchphrase tonight is stocks, stocks, and more socks.
Yep.
And we noticed something. People started sharing those videos.
Wow.
What day did we open?
We opened a Friday, December 9th, 2016.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know what to expect. But we got what felt like a flood of orders. We got 42 orders that first day. And most of them were local, which made sense. Right?
Yeah.
We lived in the town of Huntington. He's in the high school. We had temporary office space there. So how did we deliver those first orders?
Our home to the freeze, we get red boxes, a nice physical box. I put in our sock in the box. I put in a light stick in the arrow and every package. And I put in candy, a bag for the kids, all their chocolate.
We loaded up the car and drove around. And John knocked on doors delivering socks.
Yes, I did.
How did the customers respond?
I kind of respond. They love the socks.
Yeah.
I take a picture with me, take a picture with the talk to Mark and their bucket of sock, really put the football, and share it on social media. Would I get a spread?
We had customers ordering again just to get John to come back to their door.
Yes.
Whole families were waiting to take pictures.
Yes.
There were from some funny moments, right? Just the two of us.
Yeah.
There would
yeah.
be nights after 10 o'clock at night and yes. John is still knocking on doors.
Yeah.
Just John with your son.
Don't shoot me.
No, you know, it's so at the end of that month, really 2 weeks, we had shipped 452 orders. And we knew we had something.
Yeah.
We didn't know how big it would grow. We didn't know how fast it would grow. But we knew we had a business we could develop. Today, where are we at? We're a little more than 7 years old. How many different socks do we have?
We have a 4,000 different kinds of socks. Which means I own the world's largest sock store.
We have more socks than anybody else. We're not outselling Walmart or Target, or at least not yet.
No.
But we've been able to create 34 jobs.
Yeah.
Two of those are held by people with different abilities. We've now shipped about 450,000 orders to 88 different countries. We've raised over $700,000 for our charity partners.
Yep.
In fact, we delivered, you delivered a check this afternoon.
I just put that pitch.
As you like to say.
As I said, I'm just getting started.
Just getting started.
That's right, Dad.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
That's incredible, guys.
Yeah,
I'm 400. So yeah, no doubt. No doubt. 450,000 orders. World's largest sock store. 24 jobs created for people 34. With different 34 total, but 24 with differing abilities.
People with different abilities. Yeah.
22. Okay. And $700,000 to charity. I mean, and going, right? You guys have such a story. It's incredible. It's incredible. And two, you start out with it. You've got a social enterprise, which really just, you can just feel it coming through the organization that you guys are doing good on many levels for the people that work there, the people in the community, just talking about how you guys were out delivering socks. And everything. Wow. So what is your favorite part of the business today, John?
My favorite part of my job. I like doing videos. I like doing TikToks. I love that data on TikTok. Sometimes I help out pick orders. Sometimes I give wrapping. And I like coaching and speaking engagement. We just came back from Nashville. And I like to design socks. I like to do a podcast. I'm a podcast with you. And I like to have meetings. I really like entrepreneur. Take the comments out.
Very cool.
You can see Damon, you know, John's not good at picking one thing.
I know.
He likes it all.
That's awesome.
Was it 2 weeks ago? We had an early morning speaking engagement.
Yes.
We're driving along and John, he's preparing for the day.
Yeah,
he kind of talks to himself when he does that. And he's looking at his calendar and he's going through things. And he just looks at me and he says, Dad, I love being an entrepreneur.
I do. You know,
and he's looking and says, we're starting at 8 in the morning, and I'm not going to get home till 9 o'clock at night, and I love it. Okay,
you know. I do. I love it.
That's so great, guys. That is so great. John, this is incredible getting to talk to you guys because it makes my heart feel good to see that you guys are able to do what you're passionate about, John.
Yes.
Help so many people by building creating a company and generating the jobs, and then spread the happiness like you guys are doing.
Well, there's nothing we do that's rocket science.
Yeah.
It all seems pretty straightforward. I think every organization, you have to know your purpose. You know, Simon Sinek calls it your why. Mm-hmm. Why is it you do this? And for us, it's really about spreading happiness, right?
Of course.
And what do you say the keys to happiness?
I'm going to say it. the key about spreading happiness is gratitude and you for others. It's wonderful thing we have.
Look how fortunate we are.
Absolutely.
To get to do what we do. You know, look at today. We get to be on your podcast. How cool was this?
This is a great opportunity.
We had a congressman take time out of his day to come visit us today.
Wow.
How neat is that? You know, we got to deliver a big check. You know, I'll date myself like Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
To the Special Olympics. How cool is that? You know, it seems almost trite. The more we can do for others, the better off we are. You know, you have to know your purpose. You got to know what it's about, and you really have to believe. So we know our purpose. We have our five pillars, you know, that we built the business on. And that differentiates us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I told you before, we didn't start by doing the business plan. We've gone out and done that analysis. This may surprise you, David. We've counted how many sock businesses there are. There are exactly 1 gazillion sock companies out there. If all we're doing is selling socks, what do we say? Ours are better than yours?
And that smells like yours.
Right? But ours, we differentiate because of the story, because of the mission and the purpose. So, you know, the value equation becomes get some socks that you're going to love, and you can express who you are with those socks. Like you say, they let me be me. Mm-hmm. You're going to get great socks. We have over 30,000 five-star reviews. And you're going to get them right away. We do same-day shipping. We do better shipping than Amazon. Right? And Jeff Bezos over at Amazon, he's not putting a thank you note in candy.
I do. Yep. I'm going to take a note in candy.
There you go.
But also, when you do that, you know part of the experience is you're helping us employ people with different abilities. You're helping us give back and raise money for the Special Olympics, the Autism Society of America, the National Down Syndrome Society. And at the end of the day, you're helping us spread happiness. So when you put those socks on, they make you feel great.
Yeah.
You know how? That's what we get to do.
Well, I know it's running a business, but boy, it's got to be a lot of fun running the business.
Right?
We get to have fun, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We had so much fun. It's great. I love it.
We work hard.
Yeah, we do.
John, yeah.
I used to say that James Brown was the hardest working man in showbiz. Mm-hmm. John may be the hardest working man in soccer.
There you go.
Take that.
We get to go on adventures sometimes.
We did.
But also, we get to live the dream.
Yeah.
We get to lead an organization the way we believe it should be led. And we have no excuses. Can't blame it on the board. Can't blame it on other people. Can't blame it on headquarters. It's down to us. You know, and all organizations get to do that. And it comes back to, what's your purpose? What are you doing? What are your values? You know the values are real when they cost you money. So, you know, we built it on 5 pillars. What are the 5 pillars?
5 pillars is spirit and hope. Give it back. Find product you can love. Make it personal. And make it a great place to work.
Make it a great place to work, right? It was the last one we added because when it was just the two of us, we didn't have to.
Of course.
But if we're going to spread happiness, we have to start at home. We have to start with our teammates. And that one we break down to 5 pieces. 1, offer people a mission worthy of their commitment.
Yes.
Something bigger than ourselves. purpose, something that matters, where you're going to make a difference in the world, you know, something that you can be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't just be we're going to make money. And don't get me wrong, we want to make money. We'd like to live indoors.
Oh, we do.
You know, then two, make sure everybody knows why his or her job matters. There's no cog in the machinery. Everybody is part of that mission. Three, put people in a position to succeed. Don't ask them to do something they can't do. We don't ask John to do our finances.
Right. I give a great tour.
You give a great tour. That's
right.
You know, if Nick, our webmaster, needs a particular tool, why don't we get him that software? If Kenny, our lead packer, wants a chair that makes it more comfortable during the day, get him that chair. Now, we're a small business. We don't have endless resources.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But take care of people.
Yeah.
Four.
I said thank you.
Right. Recognize what people do. So Andrew Netter, who's our Lord of the Socks, he runs our warehouse. They just completed an annual inventory that had an infinitesimally small error rate.
Wow.
So why don't we call that out, make sure everybody knows, look what Andrew and his team did. Recognize, don't you like it? You work hard on your podcast.
Right.
You prep for it. Well, you like it when someone comes and says, hey, Damon, that was really a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing, stay the hell out of the way. Let people do their jobs.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, the way we view it, as the co-leaders, can I say I'm a co-leader with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. As the co-leaders of the organization, it's our job to set the direction and the tone and the culture. But we're also at the bottom of the org chart.
Yep.
And it's our job to serve everybody else and make sure they can do their jobs. And when you do that, everybody's better. Right? That's one. Making it personal, we're not chasing transactions. We want to build relationships. Mm-hmm. We want to connect with our customers. And you believe that, and then it, like all of this, you have to believe, and then it becomes manifest in everything you do. So to this day, what goes in every package?
Every package I get, a big enough for me, a penalized, and you put candy every package.
Right? We've changed. And when we started, it was
Hershey's Kisses,
which everybody loved. It was fabulous. Right. Until we got the email from the woman in Florida saying,
oh, yeah.
You may not want to send chocolate to the South.
Yes.
So now we put in lollipops. And on the packing slip, you see the picture and the name of the person who packed your order. So when you
nice.
Open the package, you're not just getting socks. You're getting a little experience, a little dose of happiness.
Yeah.
You can keep working at that. So, you know, we sell socks for diabetics, these high compression socks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one day one of our packers comes and says, you know, we sell these socks for diabetics. And then we send them candy. What's wrong with this picture? So now we have a supply of sugar-free candy that goes with the diabetic socks. We have a separate package that goes, if we get an order from a military base, that goes there and says thank you.
Right.
You know, it's, if you call our office, you're not going to get voicemail. You're going to talk to an actual human.
Yeah.
We have no scripts. We don't record them. You're going to have a conversation. We start with a 2-year guarantee. A 2-year guarantee on socks. Whoever
on socks,
right?
Oh my goodness!
But part of this is you've heard the old line: the customer is always right. Nonsense. The customer can be dead wrong, but we're not in the business of being right. We're in the business of spreading happiness. We had one last week. Your mom or my wife, his mom, the mama bear, works with us. She took a call from a customer who was raving about how he loves his socks that he got in our Sock of the Month Club. And he got this one pair 3 years ago. Loves it. He goes, but you know what I found today? I got a hole in my pair of socks. Okay. We sent him replacement socks. Three-year-old socks. And you know what? You take care of people like that, they remember that. They tell other people, you know, so, you know, first, don't disappoint. You got to deliver the goods, you know, and that gets into the third pillar of, you know, socks you can love. You got to deliver the goods. We got to have a good website, one that people can navigate and find what they want.
Yep.
You got to have a good selection. We got a greater selection than anybody else.
You do.
You got to have great products. The service has to be great. Right? We do that same day shipping. Our error rate on shipping is less than 0.2%.
That's cool. Awesome.
Right? And so you got to deliver on that. You got to. Yeah. And then look for ways to wow and delight.
Yeah. Right?
The second pillar is giving back. It's not enough to just sell stuff. You got to give back. And we don't believe in the old patriarchal model where, okay, we see at the end of the year if we have money left, and then I decide or John decides who we write a check to. No, we do it up front. Make the commitment up front. So now our customers become part of this, and it's baked into everything we do. So we started by pledging 5% of our earnings to
a Special Olympics.
And why the Special Olympics?
I am a Special Olympic athlete.
What sports do you
do? I play basketball, track and field, soccer, and snowshoe.
Wow.
We'll tell you. If there was no Special Olympics, there'd be no John's Crazy Socks. And a number of our colleagues are in it. I'm coaching in it, right?
Yes.
I'm coaching.
Nice.
He is.
But then we've gone on to create products that raise awareness and celebrate causes and raise money for those causes. So the first example, and this is a good example of John's thinking. Are the Down Syndrome Awareness Socks. Mm-hmm. So go back to January of 2017. We're just getting started. We're learning firsthand. Nobody buys anything in January because they spent all their money at the holidays.
Yeah.
That's when we discovered that people wear crazy socks to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day. You would have thought we knew that ahead of time, but we're not that smart. And when's World Down Syndrome Day?
World Down Syndrome Day is on March 21st. I call 2021 March 21st. I celebrate a World Down Syndrome Day.
Because 3 21st chromosomes is how you get Down right. Syndrome. So we go looking, at that point, we only sold other people's socks. We go looking for a Down syndrome themed sock. Nobody made one.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want to make one. I create on my own Down syndrome awareness sock.
He designed the first Down syndrome themed sock.
Absolutely.
And then we called up the National Down Syndrome Society and said, hey, we're going to give you money from every pair we sell.
Oh, who are you?
And I said, who are you? You know, two guys selling socks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool now.
Yeah.
We have a whole line of Down syndrome themed products, autism themed products. John is now on the board of the National Down Syndrome Society. And next week we'll release, actually they're available now, the official crazy sock for this year's World Down Syndrome Day that we made in concert with the National Down Syndrome Society and Down Syndrome International. It's a beautiful design, designed by somebody with Down syndrome. We ran a contest.
Nice.
And the profits from that will go to those organizations. So we have that. That's part of our giving back.
Mm-hmm.
We donate boxes of socks for raffles and auctions. We sponsor an Autism Can Do scholarship.
Yeah.
In fact, it's open right now. It's really 3 scholarships. Top prize is $5,000. Very complicated. You have to design a pair of socks. You don't have to be a graphic artist. Just draw a drawing of what you think you'd love. None of the, this is the sixth year we're doing it. None of the previous winners were graphic designers.
Nice. So
but the most important pillar is we want to show the world what people with different abilities can do.
Yeah.
We start with my partner.
Yeah, Dad.
You've got Down syndrome?
Yes, I am.
We don't put John in the back. We don't hide John. And he's not just a figure. John works his tail off.
I did.
You're the face of the business.
Yes, Dad. I can be in the front of the company.
Then it's hiring.
Yeah.
So more than half of our colleagues have a different ability. But that's not enough. It'll show the world. So we create content all the time. We share on our Facebook page. We've got 240,000 Facebook followers.
Wow.
I love TikTok. I love dancing.
It's up to like 65,000.
Yes.
On TikTok. I don't know what they're doing with their lives. we now hold an annual Another Face of Beauty fashion and art show where all the models and artists and performers have a different ability. So you want to show people. We host tours. We've had more than 2,000 people come through our office, our facility.
Wow.
And then once we made those virtual, we've had groups from around the world. You know, yesterday, I'm losing track. We had a class from Vermont, but we've had classes from India, from Japan, Scotland, you know, and all across the U.S. We host work groups, small groups of students that come in from social service agencies or high schools once a week just to get some work experience. So we had two groups in today. And awesome. They get to see other people like themselves who are working. It gives them encouragement. Take on speaking engagements.
Yes.
So, Damon, we're so grateful you have us on.
Oh, yeah, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Tell a story to your audience. We travel for that. You know, we'll be in Washington. What's the name of the town? I forget the town. In South, it's in kind of southeastern Washington, closer to Portland.
Yeah, probably downtown.
We spoke there last year. They want us to come back. Last week, we were in Nashville for a corporate event, and there's been a lot of weather. So we had multiple flights canceled by multiple airports. And finally, I called up my wife and I said,
I can hit the road.
Pick us up at the airport. We're hitting the road and we drove to Nashville, drove 15 hours because we made a plan that we'd go speak.
Awesome.
We do that. And we do a lot of advocacy work.
Yeah, we do.
People will listen to us because of the business, and that creates an obligation. It creates an obligation to speak up. So today we had Congressman Nick LaLotta, a freshman member of Congress, come in. John gave him a tour. We sat down. We shared what we do. But then we had a list of legislation we want him to support and explain why. You know, we often share an anecdote of one time we were down in D.C. where we were going up on Capitol Hill, and we got a call from a customer in Houston saying, you know, my mom works on Capitol Hill, and she's a big fan of John's, and she'd love to meet John. Do you think that could happen? And our colleague said, sure, here's Mark's cell phone number. Have your mother text her contact information. Who was mom?
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so cool.
We're in a bad way in this country. You know, too often now, if we disagree with you, we vilify you, we tear you down.
Yeah.
We lose the sense of humanity. So I don't care where you are on the political spectrum. Nancy Pelosi, among other things, is an 80-year-old Italian grandmother.
Yeah,
and we go in to meet her, and she's warm and nice and hugs John and takes out pictures of socks that she gave to former President Bush the Elder, because John had somewhat famously become sock buddies with the former president. And
awesome. All that
is wonderful and great. But you see, now we have this opportunity. But Ms. Pelosi, we do have to talk to you about repealing Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standard Act of 1938 that allows employers to pay people with a disability a sub-minimum wage. So we have people in this country being paid as little as 5 cents an hour, and it cannot stand, right? Because if we get that opportunity, we have to speak up.
Yep. Yeah.
And you roll all that up, and you get John's crazy socks. It's, which is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, really cool, Jack.
It is incredible, guys. Wow. This is just a masterclass in how you can take spreading happiness, a social mission, a social enterprise, and really, really live it, take it to heart, and not only create an enterprise from it, but create so much positive change around you. It just listen to you guys talk for a long time, just because I can feel the passion, the genuine honesty, and you guys are out there doing it. It's so cool.
Well, this is what businesses get to do. You're a small business, you have 10 employees. It's not just 10 employees, it's 10 families.
Yes.
You're affecting these people's lives.
Yes.
And then you're in that community. They're spending that money in that community. And if you connect in that community, you know, join the Chamber of Commerce, work with a local charity, give back to somebody, give some time to the, you know, to Habitat for Humanity, or everybody's going to be better off.
Yes.
It's going to, in the long run, you're going to get more business.
Mm-hmm.
We all get to have this opportunity. And, you know, I said it to you before. Listen to what we do. There's no rocket science here. We're a couple knuckleheads selling science.
Yes, we are.
But all we want to do is...
And change the world.
Change the world.
Yeah.
And why not? You know, why not?
Why not?
Right? And if we can do this, imagine what smarter people... with more resources can do. It's,
well, I think you guys are pretty humble, because you're doing an awful lot. And I think it's because you're taking it to heart and doing it. You know, you're looking for opportunities to do more. And that's the thing. And every opportunity, you know, you can, you experience this. You talked about before we got on, you talked about during this, you know, the more you help others, the more these opportunities and these opportunities to help others and the business and everything flows together. And you guys are experiencing that firsthand. It's so awesome.
Yeah. It's just keep putting stuff out there.
Yeah.
And, again, we get to live it the way we want it to be.
Yeah.
We get to create a workplace the way we would dream a workplace should be.
Yep.
And what's so cool.
Yeah. You know, what you guys want to do is what you get to do, man. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I do have to ask, you know, mom's in the business. So does mom keep you guys straight? Because I mean, I can see you guys get yourself in some trouble here once in a while. And
well, actually, John keeps us straight. You know, we got a yin and yang thing going on.
Yeah, I'm trying.
John likes rules and likes following order, and I'm the chaotic one.
Okay.
Family business, that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
You know, my middle son, his brother, worked with us for a while, and he left. And that was probably best. I mean, I love him dearly. We talk all the time, but if we kept working together, you were going to find us both in a pool of blood on the floor.
Yeah, it just happens that way once in a while.
And working with my wife, who I
my mom.
You know, I've been fortunate. I've been married to my bride for 42 years.
Oh, incredible.
But it can be tough. You know, there are some times that, you know, we'll be out someplace and she'll just look at me and say, can we please just leave it in the office? Or we'll be home and we'll be having dinner and I'll say, you know, sweetheart, could I just vent about something that happened at work today? Yeah, sure. And I said, there's this woman at work. You're not going to believe what she did today. It's driving me nuts. Only it's you. But we're incredibly lucky. You know, because she looks out, you know, looks out for us, and does, you know, really special things. And like she works, you know, handles our, I hate to call it customer service. It's customer response because everybody does customer service. And people, it's pretty cool when they, you know, people call and say, do you ever get to see John? And she's like, well, every night, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love
I got to see him walking around in his underwear.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I love working with my mom, and she's beautiful, she's stunning, and I love her.
That's awesome. It's awesome that you get to do that. It's awesome you guys get to do that. So I couldn't end this without talking about something that you brought up briefly there, Mark, but we've got something that we need to talk about pretty seriously here, John. You've got a dance party that goes on.
Yes.
And so I watched a few of these dance parties, man. So
that'd be great.
Who came up with that dance party idea?
Actually, I think it was Lewis who had the idea.
I think so.
So here's, you know, put in some context. And it's why you have to know your purpose and your values.
Yep.
We enter 2020 and we get hit with a pandemic. Who the hell plans on a pandemic?
Yep.
And so what do? Well, the first thing is you got to take care of your people. You got to make sure everybody's safe. Mm-hmm. We have a vulnerable population, both because some of our colleagues live with elderly parents, like you live with elderly parents.
Excuse me?
Right. And people, you know, people with Down syndrome, not more likely to get the virus. But if they do, 5 times more likely to be hospitalized, 10 times more likely to die. So we have to be really careful.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah.
Then you look to see what can we adapt. So you move those tours online. You move speaking engagements online. And it's always better in person, but it opens up the world.
Mm-hmm.
We produced healthcare superhero songs as a way to say thank you to frontline workers.
Yeah.
Those raised over $50,000 for frontline workers. Wow. And then you ask, what else can we do that's new and different? Well, you know, some of it was obvious. We made masks with our themes. But what's our mission?
I spread happiness.
How do you spread happiness if everybody is locked down? So we did two things. We started a Facebook Live show.
Yes, we did.
Just to entertain people. We're still doing that.
Yeah.
Again, during the COVID, we'd get 40,000 people in that. And John started a dance party.
Yes, it is.
So every Tuesday afternoon, 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
And you do the playlist. You do it all on your own now, right?
I did.
You set the camera up and the microphone.
Yes.
And you set the playlist and you play disc jockey and you dance.
Yeah. What did I can do?
What?
Sing.
Oh, God, don't start singing.
He's going to start singing now.
Woo! We don't want to drive people away.
Well, I had to ask because I was watching the dance parties and you wouldn't look at me now and believe this, but when I was young, they called me DJ Damon.
Okay.
If I had my cup here, my kids actually have one of my cups. It says DJ Damon on. You want to look me up on Spotify? It's DJ Damon.
Okay. So,
Out. Yeah, so I saw the dance party and I just had to talk a little bit about it, John, because I think, you know, yes, we all love a good dance party. Yes, I think some of your music, man, you should put that onto a Spotify playlist so that people can follow your Spotify playlist if you haven't already. You could start sharing them. Yeah, because you could get a ton of people following your playlist because your music is good. I love the music you guys are playing. So just throwing that idea out there. But I think that just shows your dance party shows the two of you, your organization, John, your guys' creativity and just your willingness and wanting to help so many people and share the good word and spread happiness like you guys are. And man, it just makes me feel good to be able to talk with you guys today and share your story. And I'm so happy that we could talk today.
Yeah.
And if people want to buy, I mean, I just think if they haven't figured it out by now, they should go to John's Crazy Socks and order a bunch of socks, because they're great socks. Like you said, good guarantee, all that great service. Look, you're going to get a lollipop in the box. You're going to get a note. You're going to know who packed that box for you, and so many other great things. You guys, I just feel the love coming from you guys and the happiness that you guys are spreading. What's on the horizon for you guys?
More. Listen, we feel a lot of pressure to grow, to reach more people, create more jobs. Right now, we now sell through three channels. We sell directly to consumers at johnscrazysocks.com.
Yep, johnscrazysocks.com. Mm-hmm.
We sell for other businesses. So we make custom socks. We've mm-hmm. now introduced a welcome kit program for membership organizations.
Oh, wow.
Your Rotary Club or a Chamber of Commerce, or every time you get a new member, you work with us, we'll put together a package, we'll send that to them. We also do that for businesses with new customers. You know, one of my favorites is it's a guy who's got an HVAC company. Mm-hmm. He made two custom socks. He made a hot sock and a cold sock. And we put that in a package, and once a week he sends over a list of, here are my new customers. And he's been doing that for 3 years now. So we have a charity fundraising program for nonprofits. And now we're selling into the wholesale channel so that retailers can carry us as well. So we have that. We're going to introduce the ability to provide fulfillment services, assembly and fulfillment services for other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We're really good at doing customized stuff. And plus, you'll be able to say it's powered by John and know that you're employing people with different abilities.
Yeah. So,
those are some of the things we have on online.
That's
we're
awesome.
Introducing new products. We're developing our, adding to our own line of socks.
Yeah.
We're just getting started, right?
Yeah, we are.
That's awesome. Well, guys, I'm sad that our time here today is winding down, but man, just for those people that are listening today, I want you to go back to the beginning and really listen to John and Mark here talk about the origin story of John's Crazy Socks, all the incredible things you guys are doing, and just how you are truly using your business to spread happiness and help the world understand more about your causes you support and how people with differing abilities can just do awesome stuff.
And can we put in a little pitch?
Yeah.
Can they find us, John?
You can find us at johnscrazysocks.com.
johnscrazysocks.com. Get socks you're going to love. Express your personality. Socks that are great. 30,000 five-star reviews. You're going to ship right away. You're going to help us employ people with different abilities. Help us give back. Most of all, you're going to help us.
I help us spread happiness.
And you can also find us on all of the social media platforms, John's Crazy Socks, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If you want to talk directly to us, reach out on LinkedIn. We're available there, YouTube. And, if you want us to speak, reach out to us. We travel the country. You like that?
Yeah.
Doing speaking engagements.
I want to add something.
What do you want to add?
And now you listen to an exit. The face of business.
The faces of business, yes.
There we go.
As we close out, you got advice for people?
Yes, I do, Dad.
Go ahead.
Follow your dreams. Follow your dream. Follow your heart. Walk hard. Show you can do.
There we go.
And we will end on that. You guys hang out just for a minute. I want to tell everybody that was listening today, you need to go back to the beginning, listen to John and Mark throughout this, and get on John's crazy socks. Get yourself some socks. Get your friends some socks. Get your kids, your mom, your whole family some socks from John's Crazy Socks, because you are making great things happen there at John's Crazy Socks. We'll be back again next week on the Faces of Business. Hang out, guys, and we'll finish up.